Simon for On the White, and we are on Undercliff Drive, having driven on Undercliff Drive, which is a fantastic experience to have again. And we're with
Gary Smedmore.
Now, what's happened, Gary?
Oh, the road's been put back. It's a miracle.
The road that Isle of Wight Council, Isle of Roads, were thinking would cost £500,000 to put back. They've put it back, have they?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
But it's there.
Oh, yeah.
There is a road, right.
Yeah.
And so someone generous has come along and made a road.
Yeah. Hasn't cost £2,500.
Right. So, I mean, that's been how long that the road hasn't been there?
Over 8 months now.
Right, okay. And what has been the experience of living here, having a business here? What's that been like, for not having connection for 8 months?
Well, I've now had a business here. I mean, everyone is running out of heating supplies and things like that for the winter coming up.
It's because of the oil.
Yeah, oil.
Right.
Gas.
Yeah.
A whole lot, you know, wood supplies, anything.
And so now lorries can come in?
Yep, lorries. We've tested the road out.
Right.
We've had 17 tonnes on it.
That sounds like a lot.
That's way more than a car.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no issue with the safety of it.
What sort of vehicle is 17 tonnes?
A large lorry, actually.
Okay. Right. So that's sufficient to get an oil lorry on, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all booked in. We've had deliveries already.
Right.
To the residents.
Okay. I mean, so
we're not prepared anymore to just sit back, you know. The council have been so lax. I mean, I've seen the plans that they were going to do, but they over 2 months ago, but they won't let anyone else see them. I'm the only one that's seen the plans, and they've not done any costings on it. They've not been on site to actually view where these things are going to go. Mm. They're not going to work. I mean, they haven't realised yet that there's a 20-foot drop between each property, and they're going to build a road across it. I mean, it's absolute ludicrous.
So with that, somebody has come along and said,
yep,
we need to be connected.
Yep.
Let's connect us back again.
Yep. Yep.
Right. I mean,
there's a lot of help from the island. People have helped.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And has there been a reaction? Have you seen any, I don't know, officials from Island Roads around here or anything?
Oh, a couple of officials, yeah. They come through. They're not wearing their safety gear because they want to just get photos of it. And
right.
Yeah. I mean, hiding their identities.
Well, how are they doing that?
Oh, just turn their identity badges over and stuff them inside their shirts.
Right.
It's a bit ridiculous.
I mean, you know who they are anyway, don't you?
Well, some of them, not right. All of them. And okay. They've not made it known who they are, the others.
Okay. And they were smiling happily because it saves them having to put the road in.
No, I wouldn't say that. There's a meeting at the council going on this afternoon.
Ah.
So I presume that's called in an emergency to discuss what's
in a ward room of some sort.
Right? Yes.
Wow. So here we are, standing on the undercliff where we haven't been able to drive for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
A road has appeared.
Yep.
Fantastically. So does that mean everyone along here is feeling quite jubilant then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes a significant difference to us. And eventually to the value of our properties. I mean, right. People have lost so much money over the incompetence of the council and Island Roads and their inability to come up with a plan.
Right, right. As you say, it's 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of discussion and plans that apparently the public can't see.
Yes, it.
Apart from you under special circumstances, but no action.
No. I mean, 1 minute we've got the money to go ahead for a temporary road, then it's gone away again, then it's back again. Still no plans. I mean, it's ridiculous. They've had all the dry weather, and now they're going to do the same mistake as last time, if at all, is to start doing some repairs in the winter. I mean, we can't leave it all exposed for the winter. The residents will have to take on the rest of the undercliff to waterproof it. I mean, there's still cracks in the undercliff from last year that haven't been tarred yet. And, well, the council promised me 2 months ago that they will be filled. Island Roads said, yep, we're going to fill those, keep the water out for the winter.
So that's your fear that the water's going to get into
the water's going to get into the undercliff and then more troubles are ahead.
Right.
You know, I mean, the area of the undercliff towards Ventnor is still on red on the water level charts, and at no point have they warned any of us that there was an imminent landslide.
Right.
I mean, and this is 2 years it's been in red.
Mm.
And why would you go ahead with roadworks when those sort of figures?
So what's your intention for the other side to protect against the rain then? You're saying about filling in some cracks.
We've got to try and keep the water out of the tension cracks. I mean, that's just feeding it straight back into the landslip. Once the water's hit the bottom, then things start moving again. I mean, the pumping system is totally inadequate and it needs fixing. Mm-hmm. The council are just ignoring this.
So you're going to cover it in some way, do you think?
Yeah, some of it will have to be covered. Mm. I mean, yeah, we could probably arrange to fix the other end, to be honest. I mean, if we just unblock the chine that Island Roads have blocked, that would make a huge difference. And just get one carriageway back. I mean, the figures they're talking about are absolutely ridiculous figures to do minor works, really.
So that's interesting. I mean, if there's any form of comparison then, of 500,000 and the 2,500 you were saying that some people have spent to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, we could probably get a carriageway back in the other end for 10,000.
Right.
You know, it's not. They've got an awful lot of materials there that need to come out and then to put some large hardcore in and gradually build the road back together. Hmm. I mean, the council have been just patching that road for probably since the 1900s, 2 metres of tarmac. Layer on layer on layer. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that is insignificant, the price of a piece of tarmac mm-hmm. each year mm-hmm. to what we've got now after mm-hmm. it's been totally destroyed. It's just, well, it's just a waste of money. They're just wasting money left, right and centre.
OK, well, look, thanks for your time.
OK, thank you.